to Talking Championships. Yes, that's right, Talking Championships, the second of our podcasts here on loverugbyleague.com. My name is Dave Parkinson, and taking us through is Mr. Adrian Jackson. You all right, Adrian?
Yeah, I just love talking on podcasts.
That's what it is. We're getting plenty of practice. You should try talking on a little one as well. Right, what are we going to be talking about over the next few minutes? Well, the championships haven't actually started yet, but we're going to be focusing on the Northern Rail Cup. Now, this is a competition which has been going now for over 10 years, in one guise or another. 8 year of Northern Rail interest in it. We've got several interviews to bring you, and what a fantastic launch event, even though it was done in the type of restaurant that you'd probably take your girlfriend or your wife or someone else's wife to.
Yeah, it was a real classy place in the heart of Leeds, wasn't it? I was kind of hoping it might be the old Northern Boozers. I have a few pints and a couple of fags or something.
Pints of golf.
Venue, but it's a real classy venue to launch the Northern Rail Cup. You mentioned the fact it has been going 10 years under certain guises, and if you ever forget the Buddies Cup.
No, it was the Buddies Cup, wasn't it? The Buddies Cup that kicked it all off in 2002. Or if you want to go before then, you get the Transpennine Cup as well.
It is, we've been in the many guys, and it's good to see that the lower leagues, the rugby league, as John Kerr said in one of the interviews, it's our version of the Challenge Cup.
And he's quite right as well. So, Adrian's already given away one of our huge guest lists, but who else are we going to hear from? We're going to be hearing from Dwayne Barker, joint captain of the Dewsbury Rams this coming season. We're going to be hearing from Paul Rowley, newly appointed head coach at Leeds Centurions. Robbie Hunter-Paul, a winner twice in his career, and Northern Rail Cup ambassador. Joe Stankovic from Rochdale Hornets, Darrell Powell of Featherstone Rovers, John Keir, of course, of the Batway Bulldogs, and Guy Williams of Toulouse. Now, that is an interesting one. I think I'll let you explain that first of all. Why Toulouse involved?
Not too sure why Toulouse are involved, to be honest. They were involved last season. That's because they were still in the championship. But they decided as a club they didn't want to take any further part in the competition here in the UK. So they've gone back to the roots into the French Federation. So why on earth the NFL said, well, okay, you go and do that, but now you can continue to play in the Northern Rail Cup and the Challenge Cup. Challenge Cup, yeah, we did introduce a couple of Russian and French teams into that competition, but not too sure why they have the involvement of them in the Northern Rail Cup.
Is this certainly like one of those times where I should get out the mobile computer and send an email across to the NFL and actually ask them to clarify it for us? Do you reckon that'd help, and I could probably come back with another one next week and see what they say?
I think that might be the best way for that. I'm sure plenty of fans are probably scratching their heads at the inclusion of Toulouse as well. And when you hear the fact that everyone's strapped for cash in 2000 as well, I don't think the club will fancy the expense of having to go to Toulouse for the Northern Rail Cup tie at this stage in the season.
It's certainly an interesting one, but I tell you what, now we've been speaking about Toulouse, let's hear from Guy Williams first of all.
The Guy Williams from the Toulouse Olympic team. Guy, Toulouse not in the championship this year, but you're in the Northern Rail Cup, so that's a bit of a different experiment to be getting to grips with.
Yeah, it's something new for the club. We're also in the Challenge Cup this year, and I think, you know, our competition started in October and the team's been going really well, and you know, we had a few months of gelling together. So you know, while it is an experiment, I think it's going to be one that's going to be beneficial to the club.
I'm sure they'll be bringing a bit of French flair to that Northern Rail Cup competition.
I think so. I think, you know, we play a fairly controlled style, but yeah, you know, there is that French flair in there as well. But yeah, footy comes down to just completing and, you know, grinding away. And I think if we can do that, then you know, we'll be competitive in the competition.
Now, because you play in the winter season, you've already had a couple of games already, so you're going to be a bit more match fitness than the opposition come next week?
Yeah, you'd probably think so, but I know, you know, we're not sort of taking anyone lightly. There's going to be some strong sides, and the competition's going to be fairly tough, and it's going to be new for all the Australians guys in our side. So it's a new experiment, and it's going to be something different, so hopefully we are fit, and hopefully we start off with a win next weekend.
You are a new signing for Toulouse. How are you finding the time in France?
Really enjoying it, actually. Yeah, the Toulouse is a great spot, great city, great club. It's a completely different culture, and all the Australians there are making an effort to sort of try and embrace the culture and the language, and I'm really enjoying it, actually. It's a good change.
And that's your first visit here. What do you know of the Northern Rail Cup?
I don't know too much, actually. I know that the Toulouse has played in it for the last couple of seasons, and I know it's sort of the second tier a competition that's fairly strong, and I actually don't know too much at all, but it's sort of a pre-season preparation for the teams in here, so while they'll still be sort of trying to work on a bit of cohesion, it's a pretty prestigious competition to win, and I saw Robbie Hunter Paul holding the trophy up there on the sign there, so it'd be nice to be there on grand final day holding the trophy above our heads.
Now, how is the season going for Toulouse so far?
We're going pretty good, actually. We're sort of we started the season really well. We strung a few wins together. I think we might have had 6 or 7 wins in a row, and during the Christmas break, we're still playing good footy. We've had a couple of injuries, but we had a good win a fortnight ago against Carcassonne, so we've got a good side, actually. I think there's still a bit of improvement there. There's plenty of improvement there, but we're going really well. We're sort of sitting near the top of the table there, so.
You mentioned off the mic, you've only ever been to Heathrow and Leeds in the UK, so you're looking forward to playing some rugby league in Yorkshire?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit different, actually. I know we're off to Batley, so and everyone's been talking about the field there and how it's sort of uphill or downhill, whichever way you want to look at it. So it's going to be a different experience, and that's what I come over to France for, and just to see a different part of the world and experience football and a different style of football, so or rugby league. It's something I'm looking forward to, and I think it's new for most of us, so hopefully we can take something out of it and be better for the club in the future.
Hopefully that will be the case, and I hope the experience is a real good experience for you.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
No worries.
Tell you what, manager, he's a really enthusiastic speaker, isn't
he? He is. Don't know too much about Guy Williams. I know he played in the Queensland Cup over there in Australia, and he's been attracted by a different lifestyle. That's all off in the south of France. I even blame him because it's a great place to go and live and play a decent standard of rugby league as well.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, it's a place where both of us have been to over the last few years when we've been following our respective clubs in the championship. And look, I'm quite pleased in one respect that they're still involved, because there's always that hope of a French holiday.
If you follow a simple league club, you're obviously going to get that by going over to Catalan, aren't you? But I don't know, maybe just thinking about the inclusion of Toulouse, is it just for the RFL to dangle the carrot in front of them to say, go away, improve yourself as a club in general, and maybe the opportunity might come where you might get a second bite of the cherry within the Championship or even in Super League, you never know.
I think that's an interesting bit of guesswork there. I think, let's have a say whether it comes to any fruition for them. The next guy that we're going to hear from is Dwayne Barker. Now, he dropped off the rugby league map a couple of years ago. I think it was Halifax's last club that he played for. He's now popped up with GB Rams.
Joined by Dwayne Barker, GB Rams,
yeah.
Vice-captain. Have I got that title right for you?
Shared captain, yeah. Just me and Cookie. Just going to look after the team this year. And looking forward to it.
And just looking at it, some people would have looked and seen you almost drop off the rugby league map for the last couple of years. What have you been up to?
Well, I decided to have a couple of years out. As far as I'm concerned, I was retired. I fell out of love with the game, and I've done it since I was 8, and I think it's a bit, I'm ready to have some time away from it, and it's taken 2 years for me to get that love back again, and I don't regret any minute of it. I got myself a job, and I look at rugby in a different way now as well. So,
I mean, you came through that all-conquering academy setup at Leeds Rhinos, didn't you? Going back to right to the start of your career. So, I suppose as well, have you now got that love back?
But like I said, it took 2 years for that to happen, and I never thought I'd want to retire, especially at 26. I'm 28 now, and I just think I've missed it. I do love the game as well, but. I did need that time away, and like I said, I don't regret it, and I'm looking forward to this year now.
So now you're back out in the thick of it, playing for Warren over at Dewsbury. What's that like? What's been the standard like that you felt? Have you got straight back into it?
Yeah, I fell straight back into it. I've kept myself reasonably fit over the last couple of years.
It's more than I have.
Yeah. but yeah, getting back in because it wasn't too hard. I took a couple of knocks like this pre-season and stuff, and I've looked after myself anyway. This pre-season's been pretty tough, and the boys have gelled well, and you know, just looking forward to playing now. We've had enough of pre-season, and like I say, it's only two weeks away, so looking forward to it.
And what would be realistic hopes for Dewsbury Rammers for the forthcoming season? I know we're here at the Northern Rail Cup launch. The club reached the semi-finals last year, which was really good. Perhaps one step further this year, perhaps?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'm not going to say we've set loads of goals to win the Challenge Cup, win or even Trains Cup and what have you, but we just want to have a successful year. Going on past, it's not the best years, but this year's got a really good team, and apparently it's the best team they've had for two or three years now. And all the boys know that, and it'd be brilliant to get in the final. And in this competition, anything can happen, anything at all. So the lads know that, and just take each game as it comes.
And of course, it's a competition you've got memories of as well. I won't say fond memories, because you was part of a losing final, which I couldn't imagine a worse place to be honest.
No, I've won one as well. Yeah.
Which one was that? The winning one.
Played Castleford. Okay, versus Castleford. We won that one and got beat the next year by Lee. But yeah, I know what it's like to win it, and it's unbelievable. It's a nice day out. Sun's always shining, and you know, it's a brilliant weekend for fans as well.
So are you surprised that you've kind of like come back into the fold, and then all of a sudden you've got this shared captaincy role?
Yeah, I'm privileged, very privileged. But as a player, I've never been quiet anyway on the field, and I've always liked to get my say across. And you know, I want to recognise that, and I feel really privileged to be able to be called captain now.
Robbie, you're the ambassador of the Northern Rail Cup. You're a winner last year. Who do you think is going to win it this year?
That's a tough one. I in my Northern Rail Cup ambassadorial blog, I actually do mention a host of teams that I believe will be the favourites, but it's one of those tough ones. It's hard to read. Generally, coming into the competition, you've got to have a good pre-season. You've got to have good, stiff competition, because the first round is what, you know, the first lot of rounds is what it's all about. It's the pool stages. It's about being as successful as you can there, because a lot of strong teams are actually knocked out in these first rounds. So come the middle of the season, where they've actually worked on their systems and they're running a lot smoother, a lot of times they're not in the quarterfinals or semifinals. So it's important that the strong teams, and you're probably looking at the most obvious ones as well, but probably ones to keep your eye on, maybe Keighley and Badley as well. You know, obviously with John Kerr going there, but Keighley recruited really well during the off season. And Chris Thorman seems to have got his players over at York, so they might be a bit of a dark horses as well. But you got the usual suspects. You got Fev and Sheffield and Centurions. You know, these are the teams. And probably don't be surprised if one of the Cumbrian teams pop their heads up as well.
We've had some competitive tournaments over the years now, with the introduction of that, like John Kidd and players from Super League dropping down. Looks like it's going to be as competitive again.
That experience from the Super League position coaches and Super League players is just, you just can't put a price on it, because they bring down a level of competition that brings up the aspirations of all the other players and the competition itself. The expectations are so much that they drive this out of the players that they have around them. It's normally pretty hard for coaches to take a step down too, because they're used to dealing with a level of athlete that's normally been in the Super League systems. But what they do is they quickly adapt. They quickly adapt and learn how to bring their level of coaching and their level of expertise, and take those athletes to another level. And normally, championship clubs, championship players absolutely love it.
How important was it for the RFL to still have Northern Rail involved in this competition?
Very important. I mean, Northern Rail have been in this, you know, been a steward of this competition for the last 8 years. Their heritage is sunk deep into it, and as an organisation, they I think they get a lot of return from it as well. I think it's important because you know, even though we're trying to broaden our horizons, specifically, you know, speaking about, you know, taking the game outside of the traditional heartlands, it's still important that we adhere to heartland partners because they do play their part. So, I mean, I think majority of the clubs in the championship actually do host their own Northern Rail stations, and you know, I think the link up there, there's just great synergy. It makes sense.
Now, you as an ambassador, what role will that intake?
It's appearances like today. It's I write blogs for the Northern Rail Cup as well, giving my supposed expertise. But you know, there's a good synergy for me being a part of it, because obviously I was a part of the winning team last year. I've won the Northern Rail Cup twice now. When I'm back with Salford back in 2007 as well. Sorry, 2008. So, you know, I've had a long working relationship with Northern Rail, and I like everything that they do and the support that they give.
And you're doing that as well as juggling a proper job, a real job.
Doing, trying to balance everything, and that's right, you know, trying to... I got to admit, I'm working long days at this point in time, you know, from 7 o'clock in the morning to 12 at night, and my wife isn't all that happy with me either, but it was her. I said, look, I want to take a year out and just, you know, get my head around everything. She said, no chance. If I'm working, you're working. Get out there. And I said, be careful what you wish for. So she actually hadn't seen me for the last 3 weeks. But that's the nature of rugby league. We're, you know, we're a week away from the start of the Super League, and this is what it's about. It's about, you know, you've got to start the momentum and help everyone move forward.
It's going to be a great season, great Northern Rail Cup. Good luck with your ambassador role, and good luck with the Giants.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
So you're hopping onto Paul speak, isn't it? I don't know why, he's just a person I can listen to for hours.
It's fantastic, even after all these years, he speaks about the game with a lot of passion, a lot of enthusiasm. When he talks about the game, he's actually smiling when he's talking about it. So he just shows you he's got a big love affair with the game, even though he's thrown his boots away last year.
Yeah, he was telling you he did a proper job this year with the Huddersfield Giants. I believe it's going pretty well for him as well. He's business development manager, whatever that means.
And he's doing even the league work as well for the BBC, so he's still keeping his hand in the game, isn't he? And it's good to see Robbie Hunter and Paul still involved in the game in one role or another, although I don't think his wife's too impressed at the minute.
Certainly Robbie commented that he was doing long hours at the moment, so he probably wasn't seeing much. That's probably how most marriages tend to last these days though, isn't it? Moving on, and it's been a winter of turmoil at Lee Centurions. The last podcast which we did, we were actually wondering whether or not Lee Centurions would keep on going. The bookies were out. People were collecting for the club. Well, thankfully, they were able to continue, and they managed to put together quite a competitive squad as well.
And lots of people are wondering where the cash has come from, because they were really down and out, weren't they, at the end of last season. To say the cards had come off the rails is an understatement, wasn't it, for Lee? They're really uncertain. In the off-season, a lot of hard work has gone on, obviously, with the fans and people who love Lee to the core as well. They've got the job done, and they've got a really good competitive team together.
And a person who loves me to the core is Paul Rowley. Not only did he spend the majority of his career there, 198 games he played for the club, as well as spells with Huddersfield and Halifax in the Super League, but he's also now got the top job for Lee Centurion. It's been a long time in coming, 2 years since he was last in the role. Let's hear from him now.
Well, Paul, 2 years later, you've got the big job again.
Yeah, it's obviously very pleasing. I'm thrilled to bits for the opportunity to represent the town and the club. It's been, you know, it's been an interesting few months. We've all worked hard together at the club, and you know, from being on the brink of extinction, we've come back strong, and I think we're stronger for it in terms of trust, commitment, and overall togetherness at the club, and a plan to go forward. So, you know, it's all looking pretty rosy at the moment. So, I'm obviously delighted to be in charge of the team, and I think it's the first time these lads are my lads really who I've brought in more or less, and I think from that point of view it's exciting for me that I get to work with the lads I've brought in and take them forward hopefully, and together we'll hopefully be do well and be successful this season.
Well, that's true, because on the other opportunities that you've actually had with the job, it's not been your team, has it?
No, not at all. It's it's somebody else who it's not worked out for, and I've stepped into the breach temporarily. So you can often be judged on that, but this is the time now where people can have a look and start judging if they like. But like I say, I'm optimistic and looking forward to the future.
We're at the launch of the Northern Rail. Obviously, I know through speaking to you in the past, it's a competition that has very fond memories for you. What are you looking for as a coach this year?
Well, obviously, it's currently in our what's the word? It's our trophy at the moment, so we don't want to relinquish it all too easily. So, the week of Sunday it all starts, and we'll be looking to get off to a good start and start the trail back to Blackpool and return our trophy.
You were playing Barrow. Barrow's been in pretty good nick in pre-season. They've faced similar sort of dilemmas of having to put a squad together virtually from scratch. What are you expecting of them?
Yeah, like I say, it's probably a team that's had the same situation ourselves. The brink of extinction come back. They've come back stronger. They've got more of a local look towards the team now, so there'll be no shortage of enthusiasm and passion from the Barrow boys. Done a little bit of homework. They're very physical set, and a bit like us really. I think you write them off at your peril. I think Barrow spec is as likely as would have just been happy to get a team on the field, but now they've seen what they're capable of. I think they're more than impressed and encouraged about Barrow's season leading into the season. So we certainly won't be taking them lightly, and we're opening up our Northern Rail campaign with a very, very tough challenge, and like I said, we're looking forward to it.
He's literally died, isn't he? He's really passionate. You can hear it, the way he's talking about what he's expecting from the lead team for next season. He's passionate about it. He loves it. He knows the club inside out. So he's the obvious choice.
And they've done well in pre-season as well. Three good victories. Now, I know they said that you shouldn't really judge what you do in your friendlies, but 23 tries in three games suggest that it's going to be a good season. And with people of the experience of Bob Bezic now coming in at Leeds Centurion, Rob Parker dropping down from Super League, well, it's underestimate Lee apparel, isn't it?
Yeah, you can probably say don't look in the friendlies and take him seriously, but I suppose a standout performance was the victory against Salford.
A fantastic performance. I mean, to actually go there to the Salford City Stadium and be the major party pooper, it's not that bad for Salford. They even turned the lights out.
I suppose a chance for me, though, is to take that format off the pre-season, utilise it into the Northern Rail Cup, and then kick on with it into the Championship.
That is the key. Another person who's after a key to a successful season is John Stankovic at Rochdale Hornets. And, well, just listen to this from Adrian.
John Stankovic on the fringes of the start of a new Northern Rail Cup competition. What do you feel Rochdale's chances are for 2012?
For the Northern Rail Cup? None. Absolutely no chance. Rather be realistic, Adrian, with you, because I want to remain as credible as possible. Within our set of four fixtures, we're going to be playing against South Wales, who are arguably going to be strengthened by some Wigan dual registered players. We then play Keighley, Halifax and Dewsbury, who I expect to go pretty well in the division above us this year. So to say we've got a chance, it'd probably be something that's not true. That doesn't mean to say that we're not going to throw everything we've got at those teams. The way we're looking at it from a club point of view is that we want to give our players as much exposure to playing at a decent level as we can prior to the start of the league season, and Northern Rail Cup works out really well for us for that purpose. I'm likely to throw some young lads in there as well, put them under a bit of pressure as well, and see exactly where they stack up.
as a coach, is that what a lot of the coaches do? They use the Northern Rail Cup as preparation towards the start of the regular season?
Yeah, I think every club and coach probably looks at it in a different way. I'm sure that there are clubs out there that have got every intention of trying to win the competition. I'm not saying that we're not going to do that. What I'm saying is, realistically, we're not going to do that. You know, I can't see us picking up four wins from that division. Realistically, can't see us picking up three wins. That's what we'll need to progress into the next round. Featherstone, Halifax, Lee, I think they're probably the teams that are going to be looking at really challenging and getting that trophy. But no, for us, like I say, we want to test ourselves on the biggest stage. And I think for the level that we play at, going away to the likes of Halifax and playing at home and hosting the likes of Keighley and teams of that sort of standard, they're the teams that will put us under pressure and you know, give us a real good grounding for the first league game.
It's the 8th year of the Northern Rail Cup. Now, you're kind of indicated it could be dominated by the Championship clubs. Is that going to be the case again this year?
Yeah, definitely. To be perfectly honest, you know, I like the idea of the Northern Rail Cup. I think the structure of it needs looking at, and it's something that I've said openly. You know, if you're thinking of making up a third competition, I just don't think the way it's structured at the moment suits any of the Championship 1 clubs. I don't think any of the Championship 1 clubs, realistically, I've got a chance of getting past semi-final stage. You know, you might get the odd team sort of that progresses a little bit further if they get a decent run of fixtures, you know, at the group stage, but realistically, you know, Championship 1 clubs aren't going to be in that final.
Ahead of the season, how's your preparation gone?
It's been really good. It's been difficult. It's been completely different to something that I, you know, to anything that we've worked with before. We've had 50 players training. We've incorporated an under 23 squad this year, so we've been training that group of players with the first team. We've followed a pretty similar program to what we have done over the past couple of years. We've sort of knocked a little bit of strength work on the head and put a bit more grounding in the conditioning side of things. Not really touched many balls so far this pre-season. We're looking to crank that up over the next few weeks, but the games we've played so far, you know, they've been a bit hit and miss. It's been purely about me getting a look at each individual and seeing exactly where we're at.
Are you quite happy with your recruitment, or are there more faces to come in?
No, not looking specifically at recruiting for any other position. I was really happy, to be honest with you, the lads that we retained. I felt like adding a few players in there would be, you know, beneficial to us. As it happened, we've added six, and I think, you know, if you look through the names, the quality is there, you know, just in the name. You've got Paul O'Connor, who previously to joining us spent a year at Rugby Union, but prior to that was working with Oldham and scooped two Fullback of the Year awards. Outstanding player. We've got Tony Stewart, who's joined us. He's an ex-St Helens Super League player, arguably at the back end of his career, but no doubt going to bring us, you know, quite a lot of experience. We've recently signed Stephen Bannister, again, a player who considers himself to be good enough to play Super League. We've got Chris Baines, who joins us from Keighley, again, played at Oldham, was outstanding at Oldham a couple of years back. So we've got players in there that I really expect us, you know, expect to step up and add something to us.
I was expecting you're always going to talk about your own club with a lot of passion. It sounds like to me you still enjoy being the Rochdale coach.
Oh, hugely, yeah. You know, my sort of focus is all about player development. It always has been. You know, I was lucky enough to get the chance as a young lad at St Helens and progress through a good pathway. I want to give the players of Rochdale and the lads that sort of maybe haven't had a chance elsewhere a pathway to get back into the game at Rochdale, semi-professional, but also try and help them to progress to play Championship rugby, if not Super League. We did that last year with two players in Craig Ashall and Danny Samuel, who went on to join Dewsbury and Halifax. And hopefully, you know, we can keep that rolling.
You mentioned the group games that you're playing in this Northern Rail Cup. Where do you think you're more than likely to get a victory?
I think the first game at home is probably the one we're looking at most likely to probably pick up a victory. And that's purely because, you know, we want to lay our stall down early on South Wales. We expect South Wales to be a real good competitor for us this year. We know that they're going to be strengthened by the Wigan Geo registered players, and we want to make sure that any team that we play this year at home, certainly in the league, you know, go away without any points whatsoever. So it's a good marker for us, the South Wales game. I think the games against the Championship clubs, again, just want to really go out there and compete as best we can. We know it's going to be tough.
It's going to be highly competitive as always, but have a good season anyway.
Cheers. Thanks, Adrian.
John Stankovic there. Northern Rail Cup, top of his priority list.
It doesn't seem to think Rochdale or anyone in the Championship wouldn't have got any chance of winning that Northern Rail Cup competition, has he?
Well, a few years ago, we had Doncaster to get all the way through to the final, didn't we? I mean, sadly, they came up against a full-time Salford outfit, so that was always going to be a tough one, but it just shows that
surely the gulf is not that wide between Championship 1 and the Championship, surely.
I think there is a gulf because of the changes in the salary cap. I think for Championship clubs, you can go up to $300,000 and spend it on your squad. The Championship ones can only spend half of that, $150,000. So there is a difference in quality, but it's not always about the money, is it?
Do you tell me clubs in the Championship one can only spend what Stephen Lady and a year off Sky?
You mean they earn that much? If they're not because, can we not get a job? If you want myself an agent to start commentating on Sky matches, give me a tweet at BParkyRL, or if you've got any sort of issues or anything that you want us to raise from a Championship or Championship One or Northern Rail Cup point of view, just drop me a word.
Now, joking aside, obviously, we didn't be able to comment on what Stephen and Eddie earn, but for how much they earn. But joking aside, if that is the case, is the Northern Rail Cup kind of getting derailed by the domination of the Championship clubs?
Quite a way you did, though. You used derailed, didn't you? You just run over me, wire. Yeah, I like what you did. Derailed. You could get a job as my button writer. The point that you make, though, is possibly a sound one. I mean, I just wonder whether this unwieldy qualification process, where they kind of split the teams in two different pools and then the top four qualify, whether that's a worthy way forward. At one point we had a situation where it was actually split into smaller pools and then the top two or the top one went forward from each one. I'd like to see a return to those days, to be honest, and then you could have things like your local derbies back again, which obviously help bring in the reddies.
Yeah, and obviously it's where they help the Championship one clubs as well. It's different with Rochdale Hornets. John's frankly went really well with the Hornets last year, and he'd be looking to build on that again, won't he?
He will, and it's interesting to hear as well that he's now got 50 players that he's been training up over the club season. I tell you, that would have been a right trample to the showers, wouldn't it, given this recent Colts that we've had?
Yeah, he mentioned also as well they're going to be running with an under-23s now. They've decided not to go into the league for the Championship under-23s, so, but they are going to play plenty of friendlies.
And having said that, there's very few teams that are actually going to be in the under-23s league. So many teams have scrapped their under-23s in the Championship next year. You've got to look at it, and I think Dewsbury have scrapped it. Lee have definitely scrapped it. Barrow have been talking about setting one up, but I can't see them doing it this season. And I think it's a key component, really, to your club, because you can get players in, you can get young players in who's been overlooked by the Super League clubs. Have a good look at them. And you know, you've got a chance of really uncovering somebody, haven't you?
It's all about widening the net for your recruitment, isn't it? If you can find someone within the amateur scene you think could be at a higher level, by having a solid, sound reserve league, that gives them the opportunity to have a look at them, doesn't it?
Talking about the higher level, one person coming from that division to Batley is John Gear.
With Batley coach John Kane. Now John, you've won near enough every trophy within the World of Rugby League. Northern Rail Trophy, it's one that you've not got yet.
Yeah, it's my first go at sort of being involved in it, and I've been very impressed with its concept, and I think it's grown really, because in all honesty, it's the Championship and Championship One Clubs Challenge Cup, because obviously with full-time Super League, they're going to win the Challenge Cup. So this is the one knockout trophy that really the part-time players and the part-time clubs can really have a dig for and enjoy their day in the sun.
You know about winning Challenge Cup, so will that experience be valuable for Batley this year?
Well, to tell you the truth, the players are they're driving very much the whole ethos of the place. I'm really impressed with them, because they're a very committed bunch, they're a very enthusiastic bunch, and they're very proud of the team that they play for, because we retained 15 of the squad from last year, and they all live within sort of 3 or 4 miles of Batley, so there's a great sense of local pride. So I felt initially as an outsider coming in, but now I feel as if I've been accepted within the group, and obviously the lads that we signed from elsewhere have as well. So it's a good place to be at the minute, and we really fancy having a dig at this, and obviously 2 years ago Batley won it, so Kyle Harrison set a fairly high benchmark.
Yes, and then obviously you'll be looking to maintain that benchmark that Kyle Harrison set.
Yeah, we will. We will, both in this competition, obviously in the Championship, but it's this one that kicks the season off. We've got a tough game against Keighley, and I'm really looking forward to that one, because my old mate Jason Demetrio, will, you know, I'll be locking horns with him as a coach, but They've also got Michael Corkidas, Semi Tajilala, Marchi and Sam Obst over there, who I all coached at Wakefield. So it'll be like ex-Wakefield coach versus ex-Wakefield players. So that'll be a fascinating game, and it's one I'm really looking forward to.
You mentioned the recruitment Keith had done, but lots of the teams now seem to have been able to attract ex-Super League players into this level of rugby league.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, you look around at the sort of people who are coaching, like Daryl Powell and Mark Aston, and they've achieved an immense amount. You know, Daryl obviously was an established international. Tubby won the Landstock Trophy, and you look at Paul Rowley, who's an international, and those type of people are now coaching here. And you look at the players who, some will say, have dropped down from a full-time environment for whatever circumstance, but they certainly don't see it as a slight to play in this competition, and I think it will just increase the standards of the competition. I think it's really exciting, and I think it is a true competition where anybody can beat anybody else.
Now, one or two eyebrows were raised when you decided to switch Super League for the Championship of Batley. Are you quite happy to be here now?
Yeah, very much so. It's been a breath of fresh air, to tell you the truth, and we've got a little sign on our dressing room door, and it says, "Leave your egos outside," and believe you me, they do that. I mean, they go to work today. I marvel at somebody like Ash Lindsay, who lays tarmac drives all day, then he comes and he goes in the weights room, then he goes outside and goes on the field to play, and we do some practice there. So, you know, I sit back and I think, well, where have you got your energy from? Because it works hard during the day, and then they work hard at the hobby on an evening, and you know, they don't get that much money, and it's because they really love this game of rugby league.
Mention one of your players, any more driving forces of it in your squad we can keep an eye out for?
Oh yeah, I think there's a fair few. You know, I think we've got Adam Scott that we brought in from Doncaster. I think he'll be a bit of a dark horse there, and we've got Johnny Walker, who was at Wigan previously, played a bit at Barrow. We brought them in, but obviously we've also got established players as well at Batley, like your Danny Mourns and your Chris Lythes and your Byron Smith, so will also be really good. So I think we've got a good team, we've got a good squad, but you look around the room and it's apparent to me that there are a sort of 10 good squads in the Championship and 10 good squads in Championship 1 as well. So I think it's exciting times for the game.
It's competitive, as we always expect, but I suppose the battle when you're at home, if it goes wrong, you've got the hill to come in your favour.
Yeah, well, we know how we want to play that, and we do amend our tactics if we're going one way as if we're going the other. And, you know, we just feel it does give us a little bit of a favour. A bit like witnessing Super League. I think their new high pitch will give them a bit of a helping hand. Well, that does at Batley, and we intend to make every use of it as well this coming season.
Some of the high-profile names that are at this level of rugby league, that just raises the profile of the Northern Rail and the Championships as well, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, and it deserves that profile because, you know, it is a great competition. And the Championship's a great competition, and there are some really good established true blue rugby league people involved in it. So, you know, it's good to be involved, it's good to be in and around these people. And as I say, I think 2012 will be a very, very good year for this level of rugby league.
It's great to have you still involved in the game, John, and good luck for 2012.
Many thanks, thank you very much.
John, great to hear of him. I'll tell you what, I love listening to interviews with that fellow. I think he's just so professional, and he's another one who loves his rugby league, and he seems to have been surprised by the standard of his players that he's got at Batley.
Seems to shock everybody who steps out of Super League just how high the standard of rugby league is, and the commitment from the players within the Championship is, isn't it, really? And Donkey has well and truly been surprised by the commitment from his star players.
And what do you think of Batley? I mean, people will probably be favouring Lee, Featherstone and Halifax for this competition, but Batley won it back in 2010. They could quite easily, given a couple of good performances, put themselves in a really strong position for getting back to Blackpool, couldn't they?
Yeah, a couple of players though who probably could play at a higher level as well, to be honest. Okay, it's unfair to always lean Batley with the fact they've got the hill as an advantage for them, but they've got to work out how to play themselves as well, to be honest. And that's just being disrespectful to the squad of players they do have at their disposal, but Batley are a very good team on the field.
Yeah, they've got plenty of pace in the back line, and people tend to forget that, don't they? They just think, oh, it's all about the hill, it's all about the kicking game from the halfbacks, it's all about the grunt from the forwards, and they forget just what decent back line they actually have.
Tell you one thing about Batley Bulldogs, by having John Kidd in there, he is the master tactician when it comes to getting the best out of players. He's won literally everything within the world of rugby league that you can get your hands on in the Northern Hemisphere. But if Batley go all the way to Blackpool, if that Northern Rail Cup of that winner's medal take pride of place in the cabinet.
Well, he knows that he's probably had to work just as hard to get there, doesn't he? Because of the way Featherstone. Featherstone arguably one, if not the form side in the country over the last couple of years.
Power here in the heart of Leeds for the launch of the Northern Rail Cup. Is that a tournament Featherstone might have an eye on this year?
Well, we've had an eye on it for the last 3 years, to be honest. You know, we've been to two semi-finals in the last 3 years and got pipped in the last 2 or 3 minutes. And last year it was, you know, it's extra time, golden point, and we ended up getting beat. So, you know, we take it pretty seriously. We're looking to get to final. We want to win it. But we recognise there's going to be some tough challenges in our way. And we've got some tough teams to get past in the group stages.
You mentioned you've only made the semi-finals. That just shows you how competitive this tournament can be.
Yeah, well, it is. It's you know when you get the semi-finals, you're up against tough teams. And the first year, Barrow beat us, and they were a really strong team at that time. And last year, Halifax beat us. And so we've just slightly come up short. But you know, it's not been through the want of trying and through preparation and hard work from everybody. So we want to take the next step. That's really important for us this year.
Now, you mentioned yourselves, Halifax and Barrow might be in the mix of things. Anyone else that might surprise somebody?
Oh, there's, you know, Dewsbury have recruited well, Keighley have recruited well. Sheffield are obviously a good team. They perhaps don't put as much emphasis on it as other clubs, but I think it's going to be difficult. It's going to be, and you don't know. With teams recruiting so heavily, how good they're going to be. So it's going to be interesting, and I think this level's just going to be as challenging, if not more so, than it has in the last few years.
Just over a week away from the start of the competition, are the players busting their gut to get out there and play for real now?
Yeah, they are. I mean, we've got a pretty strong squad, and there's plenty of competition for places, so the guys have been working hard, trying to put their hand up to get the starting spots in the Northern Rail Cup. And you get to a point in pre-season where, you know, boys are just fed up of training. They want to get out on the field and get stuck in and start to see some rewards for all the hard work they've been putting in through pre-season.
You mentioned you've got a strong squad, so I imagine competition's going to be hot for places at Featherstone this year.
Yeah, I think obviously Danny Grimshaw's left us, which, you know, we're disappointed about that. But in most positions in a rugby league team, we've got strong competition, and I think that should be great for us. Obviously it covers injuries, but it drives players to perform and to continue to get better and grow the games, and hopefully that'll be as a result of the strong squad that we've got this year.
You mentioned one player that's left, but you're quite happy with the recruitment you've made for next year?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy, yeah. I think a couple of players left last year. Would have probably wanted to keep Ian Morrison, but he's going well at Halifax. And we've recruited some pretty smart players, I think, so yeah, I'm real happy with what we've got.
And we know the high expectations Featherstone have in the fact that you really have been the dominant team for the last couple of seasons, so the expectations just to sign the pressure's on again for the boys.
Yeah, you know, when you go well, it brings its own pressures and expectations, and you know, fans are expecting us to remain consistent, and that gets more difficult, and you've got to keep players on the toes, and you know, hence the strong squad, making sure that everybody's driving standards all the time, and we stay where we want to be, and that's, you know, up the top end of the tables, competing in finals. So that's pretty important to us as a club.
You mentioned the group stages of the Northern Rail Cup. Any particular team worries you a little bit?
I'm not too worried, but you know, I think they're all good sides, and we play Oldham away, which, you know, you're going into the unknown a little bit with the ground, and people talk about that and the standard of that a little bit. We've got Dewsbury, who a bit unknown, recruited some smart players. Halifax away, well, that's going to be a tough game. And then we've got Batley at home, and you know, they're a little bit unknown as well, different players. So it's going to be difficult for us. I think, you know, we've got to be on every single game, because if we're not on for any of them, we'll probably get beat.
Hopefully that will be the case, and have a good tournament and good luck for next year.
Yeah, thanks very much. Cheers.
Cheers,
mate. Cheers.
I've got to say, mate, you're well on form with these interviews. That was another fantastic interview with Darryl Powell.
He's a guy who loves his rugby league. He talks enthusiastically about his club and the game in general. So when you have guys like that at the end of the microphone, it makes my job easier.
I like the way that you sidestep that issue again. You wouldn't just accept that praise, would you? You just wouldn't accept that praise. And it doesn't come around too often, as you know from me.
But fair play. fair to Feversham Rovers. They have been the informed team in terms of consistently performing well in the UK. They got caught out in the Northern Rail Cup at the semi-final stage last year, but I'm sure Feversham Rovers out in Darrell Powell have got the arse within the unit to maybe go that one step further.
And what a classy game that was in that semi-final last year. If I remember right, it went to golden point against Halifax, and the drop goal came in about 3 minutes into golden point extra time. Wonderful scenes if you're a Halifax fan. Scenes of utter distress if you're a Featherstone Rovers fan, but they've got the chance to pull that right and to get on the horse, get all the way to Blackpool, and it's probably the one thing that they need to take off now, isn't it?
It is, because they've done everything else that you can get your hands on in the lower league, Rugby League, and they'll be looking to get that Northern Rail Cup box ticked for when they become serious contenders for maybe applying for a licence in Super League.
And they're a well-oiled club as well, aren't they? They're well-run. They've got quite a few things which will be coming online over the next sort of 2 or 3 weeks, we're led to believe. They've just gone out and they've signed Kyle Briggs on loan from Bradford, which is a great signing for them. He was their top player just a couple of seasons ago. And I just think things are looking up really for Featherstone Rovers.
It is, it'll be interesting to see how they can improve on what they've already achieved over the last few seasons.
So, we mentioned it's the first round of Northern Rail Cup action. Let's have a look at what's coming up in that competition. So, coming up this weekend, Dewsbury Rams take on Halifax, Gateshead Thunder host Doncaster, Hunslet Hawks take on Whitehaven, Keighley Cougars are at home to the Batley Bulldogs, Lee Centurions they host the Barrow Raiders, London Scholars take on Toulouse, Oldham host Featherstone Rovers, Rochdale Hornets host South Wales Scorpions, Sheffield Eagles make the long trip north to Workington Town, Swinton Lions go into Yorkshire to play the York City Knights. Some fascinating early ties there.
And if the one that stands out for me is Lee Centurions versus Barrow Raiders. I know Barrow Raiders have weakened a little bit due to the off-field and on-field problems last season, but that's a worthy game that will grace even a final.
It's a clash of two teams that have basically been like Phoenix from the flames, haven't they? They've both sort of come up from the ashes. We saw all what happened up at Barrow was a right real roller coaster last season, wasn't it, with Des Johnston. They've actually been relegated into Championship One this season. They have no players on contract. So basically, Darren Holt, who they've recruited, is a club legend, to be honest. You know, he played 10, 12 years with Barrow, has the most points in the history. He's come back as a player coach. He's recruited half the team that was alongside him at Workington Town. And he's got a lot of local players now there, and I think that's something that perhaps they were missing all the previous seasons, that local pride.
Three games I'll be looking out, keeping an eye out for in the opening stages of this Northern Rail Cup. It's going to be with the clubs that are not in the heartlands of Rugby League, and that's Gateshead, which is from Doncaster, South Wales Scorpions, Travers and Rochdale Hornets. And we've also got London Scorpions versus Toulouse as well. Now, South Wales Scorpions are an interesting team. In fact, they've got former Barrow coach Dave Clark at the helm.
Yeah, I'm really glad that he's moved on from Barrow, to be honest. He's got to get away from this man who saves them every time it goes wrong up there, isn't he? And he's got to actually make a name for himself now. He's down there in South Wales, he's recruited a couple of decent players. They've just signed Jamie Rooney as well, which is a fantastic signing for Championship One. And what a Philip it is as well for the Northern Rail Cup campaign. And now I can see just what John Stankovic was getting on about when he was saying that it'll be a really big test against South Wales Scorpions, because it will, won't it?
It will, because they've got the implants of the ability of Jamie Rooney. They've got the link up with Wigan Warriors that John Stankovic alluded to during the interview. But with Dave Clark at the helm as well, he's a real quality coach.
And he's a gentleman of the sport as well, and he always look for the nice guys. I hope that they can do well. I'm also going to keep my eyes open, to be honest, Adrian. That Oldham and Featherstone Rovers, Darrell Powell, you heard him talk about it, talk about the situation there at Oldham, the fact that it's, well, shall we say, it's not the greatest of surroundings there at where they're playing. That's going to be an interesting one for Featherstone Rovers, and a real chance there that Oldham could bring a shot.
You mentioned venue, but at the end of the day, a rugby league field, a rugby league game is played on a field with sticks at the end of the field, so I don't think the venue should even come into it.
Have you been down to this White Bank Stadium?
I haven't had the experience of going down to
for Oldham to come up with a shock, particularly as Tony Benson has been around the championships and Championship One for several years now, and he's brought in a couple of decent players. He's recruited Paul Smith, ex-Halifax. He's also brought in Miles Greenwood, another ex-Halifax player. Two really good players to boost his squad then.
Another fix that catches my eye is obviously John Kay going on about when Keith and Tiff and Bally Bulldogs, it's the old Wakefield meet-up.
It's like the Wakefield boys, isn't it? It's a right royal round-up that could be. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if Michael Cork, he does play, we could have fireworks, kind of, because he's a fiery forward anyway, but that should be a good game. And Gisborne Rams taking on Halifax again. That's a bit of a spicy start, you'd think. All those sides have met a few times in Northern Rail Cup action over the last few years. Halifax seems to have the better end results, but you mentioned it, Gisborne, they have recruited. I could think that they could too spring the shock.
This is again, that probably gave Carl Harrison a bit of a sleepless night on Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, up against one of his old adversaries there in Warren Jervis, and it just makes you wonder which one of the ex-big prop forwards will come out fighting on that one. But yeah, some fascinating ties. And we were chatting off air before we actually pressed the record button here, and you were actually tipping Swinton Lions to perhaps have a bit of a say on this Northern Rail Cup as well. What's your reasoning behind that?
I just think they've recruited really well. They dominated the Championship One last year, and I think they will buck the trend when they get into the Championship for 2012 against Stephen Carmack. He knows the league inside out, he knows how to win the Northern Rail Cup. That experience is going to be valuable, and they've recruited what is a good quality team now. They might say they might not have the strength in depth to carry the job off, but you know, if you can stay clear of injuries and then get the big game playing well for them consistently, I think they could upset a few teams along the way.
If you're going to a game in the Northern Rail Cup this weekend, let me know. Give me a tweet, tell me how your team's gone on at DParkyRL, and I'll make sure that we get to mention them next week on the Talking Championships podcast.